Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Carlton News. My name is David Tavivo, and I have the pleasure to have over the phone a very, very talented man. He's one of the top jazz players in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And not only he's great, but he's kind of a revolutionizing in a way, the way we approach jazz music, the way we listen to it, but also the way we hear it. Yes, because he's writing his own material. How great is that? Ladies and gentlemen, please meet the one and only Mr. Itamar Boroshov. How are you, Itamar, today?
I am very good, David. It's very nice to be here.
It's a pleasure having you over the phone, and it's a great honor. First of all, I would like to congratulate you for your amazing album, Boomerang. So for the people who don't know you, you have released, a little while ago, you released Outset, which was your first album, which got amazing reviews. And now you release with Laborie Jazz. We say hello to these great guys in France. The French, they always have the great ideas. What can I tell you? they released with you this great album called Boomerang, which is kind of, I would say, a little bit different from Outset in a way. So we're going to talk about all of that. But first of all, Itamar, for the people who don't know you, I would love to hear where you're from and what brought you to music in the first place.
So I was born in Israel, and I come from a musical family. My dad is a musician, so music was always playing around the house. And my dad, we have rehearsals, we have, you know, most kids had toys. We had instruments lying around. Wow. And sometimes we broke the instruments by mistake. I started playing very early on. My first instrument was violin, actually, when I was 3 years old. And so I continued playing. My brother is also a musician. He's playing with me on both of these albums, actually. Mm-hmm. And we toured the world together. And so that's also very nice because I get to be with my family while I'm working. Because I moved to New York in 2007, and I really came here, you know, in order to pursue music. I was a jazz musician. I wanted to be at the heart, at the center of the cultural center for jazz. And I wanted, even most importantly for me at the time, I was, a young, I think I was 21 or 22 uh-huh. when I moved. And, I wanted to be able at the time to see the greats, to see the masters. And Clark Terry was still alive and Freddie Hubbard was still alive. And, Billy Taylor was still alive. And Curtis Fuller is still with us. And so I just said, okay, I have to go to New York while all the masters are still with us because I want to see them. I want to talk to them. I want to play with them. And I want to study with them. And I was fortunate enough that that's pretty much what happened for me.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, sorry, how long ago was it when you moved to New York?
It was, I think, going on 12 years now.
Oh, wow. Good for you. So now you're almost like a New Yorker. But do you think that, so then after continuing on your biography, so you, how trumpet came to you? Like, by example, why not piano? Why not bass? Why trumpet? It's a beautiful instrument, but why trumpet?
Well, it's a funny story. At the end of the day, I think the trumpet chose me. But the way it came about, I was playing. So as I said, I started with violin. Afterwards, I was playing classical piano. And after that, I was playing blues guitar. And actually, we had a band. We had like a, blues rock band with my brother, who was a drummer at the time, and I was the guitar player. And we had a singer and who played saxophone. And I kind of wanted to pick up the trumpet as a secondary instrument. I was 10 years old, by the way. I wanted to pick up the trumpet as a second instrument so I could play horn lines together with the saxophone. I wasn't thinking that I couldn't play tr- trumpets and guitar at the same time, but that didn't matter. I just wanted to.
So that's
uh-huh. how I picked it up. And but you know that I went in. I went to the music center in Jaffa, my hometown.
Yeah.
And the guy, you know, a trumpet player by the name of Avril Felder, who's a great player, he said, he told me the trumpet is, he said something like, the trumpet is a demanding instrument and it's going to want all your attention. So either you're going to give everything you can to this instrument or you can't play it. I told him, man, he's an old fart, he doesn't know anything. but he was right, you know.
Yeah.
I picked it up, and after that, I left the guitar alone, and I just devoted myself to the trumpet.
Well, we are very grateful to the gentleman. So now, after you released this great album, Outset, which really had a great success out there, and then which kind of set the tone, if I may use that word, is actually the right word, which kind of set the tone of your, I will call it the Boroshov signature, you know, which is not only, of course, I mean, you studied of those jazz standards, but you are kind of bringing a new wave in the jazz music. So, and then came Boomerang, this album that got amazing success in Europe, and now released in the U.S., and that's what we're going to talk about. So, first of all, what do you think Boomerang represents, and how would you qualify this great album of Boomerang? I know there are a lot of your compositions. I love, you know, that there is this kind of a Middle Eastern touch, this Israeli touch. I believe there is some real signature of Israeli jazz. So tell us about this great album, Boomerang.
Well, we recorded, I think it was December. We completed the album 2 years ago
mm-hmm.
in Paris.
Yeah.
La Brie Jazz, it's a wonderful jazz label.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I got together with them, they said, you know, let's make an album, fly over to Paris, bring your whole band to Paris, stay with us for a week, and let's make an album. And I said,
wow,
sounds like heaven to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And La Brie, I must say, is one of the top jazz record label, I really think, in the world, and they are very well known for having musicians who, jazz musicians who write their own material. You know, they're very well known for that. So that's a great, great, great way. So how would you define Boomerang, do you think?
I think, you know, it's Boomerang for me, it's really a sort of a personal manifesto
mm-hmm.
in a way of my view about life and current affairs. And the art itself and music itself, and as you mentioned, it's sort of it has a lot of this sort of Middle Eastern influence in the music.
Yeah.
You know, I really try to, I'm not sure if try is the right word, because this is what comes to me. Ultimately, I'm just writing the music that I hear in my head.
Yeah.
But what I started hearing in my head is this sort of, you know, crossbreed, if you will, of all the traditional jazz that I've been playing all these years in New York, and really, you know, was fortunate enough to be a part of that tradition, and the tradition that I absorbed at home, you know, in Israel and Jaffa. Jaffa is a very special town in the way that it's a really true city of coexistence of Muslim, Jewish, and Christian people living in relatively harmony.
Yeah.
In relative harmony, you know. So,
and
a lot of
best,
people don't know about that. So
pita and hummus and cake and sweets. You know, if you want to eat well, you go to Jaffa, definitely.
Exactly. exactly. So, it's really, I didn't so much say, you know what, I'm going to take this melody and put it with this rhythm and it's going to be a mix. It's more an organic extension of my identity, you know, because as you said, I've been living in New York and in the States my whole adult life. But at the same time, some things never change. I still have, you know, an accent. I still had look a certain way, and I still grew up, you know, in a specific culture. So, you know, one thing that the masters really showed me in jazz is you have to be who you are. That's something that the great Nathan Davis actually told me. He told me, you know, I went to Washington, D.C., and I spent 2 weeks there with him at a program called Betty Carter's Jazz Head Program. And at a certain time, there was an issue about something, and he came to me and he said, Itamar, we want you for you. I want you to be who you are. I don't want you to be anyone else. And that really stayed with me. So I think Boomerang is, this is who I am, you know.
Yeah. Well, we are very, very grateful to hear that. So now I think we're going to play, I'm sorry, we're going to play your music. We're going to play Shimshon. We're going to play Avery's Tune. I mean, I know the whole album by heart, you know. But what do you think? Do you think, first of all, there is, and just tell us a few words about it, because I still have one more question before we say goodbye to each other. What do you think is the, do you think, first of all, there is an Israeli jazz scene, even though you, when we see you on stage, we don't see an Israeli playing, we see a great musician, a great jazz musician. But I think that the fact where you grew up, the fact that you were in Jaffa, I think made you approach jazz in a way that is different if you would have been born in Russia, for example. So do you think that there is a lot of Israeli touch in your music?
I think so, yeah. And you can say there is a scene, you know, in the last years, several Israeli jazz musicians have become quite prominent. I'm talking about Avishai Cohen, the bass player, and Avishai Cohen, the trumpet player, Omer Avital, the bass player, Gilad Hexamon, the great guitar player, and good friend of mine. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly what is the thread that threads us all together, but there certainly is something, you know.
That's really, really nice to hear, and I'm so proud of the Israeli, of how much this small country, small by the size, you know, has accomplished, and also in the jazz music. And jazz now, I believe, is more than just American. It's really international, and finally coming together. So now in New York, you have a lot of shows coming up. You're also touring a lot in Europe. You have a tour in Belgium, in Zurich, in all the biggest jazz club. And you're going to be playing on January 12 during the Winter Jazz Festival, which takes place at SOB, which is a really, really good venue and a great festival also. So please go on their website to purchase the tickets. But more importantly, you guys need to go and purchase the album Boomerang. At least go to listen to it. It's available on Spotify, on Apple Music, and all great, amazing platform. But purchase it on Amazon and also on iTunes. It's a great album to have. It just feels good to listen to it. And you can listen to it at any time of the day for any occasion. That's what I love. If you're in a good mood, this is also good. If you're not feeling that good with the snow, by example, of today, this is a great album. It's at the mix of so many different cultures. And instead of spending money to buy a flight or a trip somewhere, you listen to Boomerang, and it's like you travel. So what is next for you? And that will be our last question. What is next for you from now?
As you mentioned, we're going to play several shows in New York. We have Winter Jazz Festival coming up on January 12th, and we're going to play Smalls Jazz Club, which is pretty much my home base here in New York. That's going to be February 8th. After that, I'll be filming a movie. I'm going to play in a short movie.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Interrupt you just a second. You did write the soundtrack of a few films, and as in yourself as an actor, you played the jazz musician in a few movies, and also on the commercial of Stella Artois, you know, the beer. You also play a jazz a player, which is, you know, really, really good. So just show how great you are. And I forgot to mention, and I think it's very important, that you have also a big take on fashion, that you want it to be jazz, to be sexy, to be fashionable, and to break the old way, a little bit like I did on the opera, you know, but you on jazz, making it fresh, making it sexy, beautiful. And that's what this music is. So sorry for interrupting you, but that was something really that I wanted to say, because I think you're pretty much the only one that I know who does that, which deserves big kudos for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think, you know, the clothes we wear represents us, and sort of the way I approach the music is the way I approach how I want to be represented, and also how I want to feel. You know, so there's some jazz in it and some Middle Eastern in it, and, you know, we're just having a good time.
And we are all having a good time. So, ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Sariro. I had the pleasure to have today on the Culture News, which you can hear on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and many other platforms, the very talented Itamar Boroshoff. And don't forget to purchase his album on iTunes, Amazon, and listen to it on Spotify and other great platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, and have a great day.